Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Today is a special day worth living.
Bishop Haralambos is a Greek Orthodox bishop whose ordination name translates from the Greek to be Happy Light. Bishop Hara, or Happy, will welcome us each morning with an uplifting message of exhortation, bringing us together for wisdom, knowledge, Bible prophecy, and current events, reviewing past prophecies aired on the radio years ago in a Nostradamus fashion. The program will contain miracles, newspaper quotes, and Holy Scripture readings relating to the end times.
Come receive the light in God's Kapheneum. This is Bishop Haralambos. From now on, you can just call me Bishop Hara. And our program will be coming to you each Sunday morning, 8:30 to 9, especially to you live-ins and all you God-blessed people, the beloved of the Lord.
Last week, we spoke about God's hand on earth and man's technology and Mystery Babylon. Now we're going to hear some tapes that were prophesied in a very dramatic way by the Blessed Mother, Holy Theotokos, about Fatima, what she had to say to the children at Fatima. But we will preempt that, of course, with a letter today that went off to George W. Bush, our president, about the war in space and the war on the ground and exactly what's really happening. A war in space and a war on the ground. America definitely is at war. President of the United States, Mr. George W. Bush, my very dear sir, with a great deal of prayer, spiritual guidance, and information should be passed on to you in a timely fashion. This, of course, came from me as Metropolitan Archbishop Haralambos, or your Bishop Hara. May our Lord bless you for your obedience to his guidance by speaking to your heart. Indeed, you are doing the will of God. Please, may I introduce myself. I am the primate of the Holy Ukrainian Orthodox Autocephalous Church in exile, Blessings of Kiev. Yet I am an American-born Greek. I am a birth Christian Orthodox of Greek ethnicity, born in the United States. I served as a CFC Central Fire Control Gunner in the Strategic Air Command, United States Air Force, during the Korean War, 1950 to 52, and discharged honorably in 1957. In recent years, I submitted a strategic weapon theory and a plan to the U.S. Patent Office. Subsequently, after my letter to the President, your father, asking for guidance and advice, I received correspondence that went to him, to the Director of the Patent Office, and thus related to me. This scientific invention and myself was endorsed by Congressman Dan Mica of Florida. This theoretical plan and device emulated from a study about killer satellites. I spoke to you about that last week in the episodes of 1978. Today, I serve the Lord Jesus Christ in his holy ecclesia as a Metropolitan Archbishop. Exhortation need be passed on to you in the matter of the United States' role in serving our God. Indeed, you are being guided by the voice of the Lord as Commander-in-Chief with your decision to invade the Middle East. Hopefully, your continuation with all other contemplated plans the administration is advising you to complete. Mr. President, America is indeed in Holy Scripture, described quite clearly. You are the catalyst to unite all countries of the world. No other empire has ever reached our zenith in history. You have the unique privilege to decide, thus following written prophecy, a similar Holy Roman Empire. If sovereign nations do not cooperate, you must then, by your decision, force them to drink the, quote from Jeremiah, the cup of wrath, unquote. Public opinion or re-election is not at issue, only God's will for you to follow. I sincerely pray for you and our country, every divine liturgy for your health, in your mind and your body, and your spirit, Mr. President. Incidentally, since your decision to negate the anti-ballistic missile treaty and advance a missile defense weaponry system for the United States, Russia may very well try to dissuade our research. They will plan to not allow our deployment. I believe this as fact, well supported by Holy Scripture. God is blessing America for a short while, but we've passed 1220, Lord, for his purpose, not for any reward, but to fulfill his word, is my reason for writing this letter. In our Lord's service, Metropolitan Archbishop Haralambos.
And so I begin. This message impressed diplomatic circles throughout Moscow, throughout the United States. At that time, Kennedy received it, and Khrushchev received it, and Macmillan of Britain received it. None of these men are in power. But the message was clear. It said, unless we repent, this world, I should prelude that. Let me begin what the mother of Jesus first told Yolanda, one of those children. She said, don't worry, dear child. I am the mother of Jesus speaking to you and begging you to proclaim in my name the following message to the entire world. In doing this, you will meet with great hostility. Listen and remember what I say to you. Men must become better. And then she begins her message. They must implore the remission of sins which they have committed and will continue to commit. Now, this was around 1917. And it took till 1960 before the message finally came out. It says, they must implore the remission of sins which they have committed and will continue to commit. And then she goes on and says, people pray to me and you ask me for miraculous signs that all may understand the words in which I, through you, I address mankind. This miracle you have seen. It was the great miracle of the sun. Everyone had seen it. There were approximately, I believe, quite a few thousand that saw that at that time in Portugal. Now, whether you believe these children saw her or these people saw this vision or not is not important. What is important is what the message was and how it has become prophetic. Now, don't get turned off out there, Christians. I'm not trying to promote the Catholic Church. You've heard me enough times on this program to know that organized religion, in many cases, serves Satan. We know that. It doesn't serve the true nature of God. Our Jesus told us too many times, you perverted generation. And he's talking about this one. Let me read on. They must implore the remission of the sins which they have committed and will continue to commit. If it doesn't happen, and here's what she says, a great punishment shall come to all mankind. Not as yet today, nor even tomorrow, but in the second half of the 20th century. Folks, that's where we're at today. What I've already made known at La Salette, or Salette, to the children Melanie and Maxime, I repeat today before you. Mankind has not developed as God expected. You see, Revelation says it plain and clear. But remember something. Back in those days, Scripture, the Bible reading was not a practice of the Catholic Church, certainly not in Portugal. And this is probably the reason for this vision. Letting them know about Revelation. I know in my church, Revelation isn't taught at all. This has always saddened my heart. For John at Patmos indeed saw the entire scope of the latter days. Let me go on again. Mankind has been sacrilegious and has trampled underfoot the gifts which were given it. There is no order in anything, even in the highest positions. And here comes a dramatic statement. It is Satan who governs and decides how affairs are to be conducted. He will even know how to find his way into the highest positions in the church. He will succeed in sowing confusion in the minds of the great scholars who invent arms with which half of mankind can be destroyed in a few minutes. He will bring the mighty ones. Oh, well, let me repeat that one again. He will invent arms with which half of mankind can be destroyed in a few minutes. He will bring the mighty ones among the people under his thumb and make them manufacture armaments in bulk. If mankind does not refrain, I shall be forced to let fall my son's arm. Now, I don't want to argue about theology at this point, but Mary certainly has a place at honor because the Lord commanded us to honor our parents here on this earth. And I've told you before, I feel there's an honor and a certain place of love that she has as a saint in heaven herself. Certainly we know Elijah and Moses are at the Lord's side, and we know that in Scripture from the Mount of Transfiguration. So Protestants, let's don't argue a point of theology here. Let's try to understand and hear this with open hearts. If those at the top in the world, in the church, do not oppose these acts, it is I who shall do so, and I shall pray God my Father to visit his justice on man. Then it is, now see, that's the Blessed Mother of Christ saying, God my Father. She's addressing the Trinity. This it is that God will punish men more harshly and more severely than he punished them by flood, and the great and powerful shall perish thereby as well as the small and the weak. There will also come a time of the hardest trials of the church. And then she goes on. Satan will put himself in their midst. There will be big changes in Rome. What is rotten will fall, and what will fall must be maintained. The church will be darkened, and the world plunged into confusion. The big, big war will happen in the second half of the 20th century. Then fire and smoke will fall from the sky, and the waters of the oceans will be turned to steam, hurling foam towards the sky, and all that is standing will be overthrown. Millions and more millions of men will lose their lives from one hour to the next, and those who remain living at the moment will envy those who are dead. Now that's scriptural, folks. There will be tribulations wherever the eye can see, and misery over all the earth, desolation in all countries. The time is continually approaching. The ibis is growing wider, and there is no end. The good will die with the wicked, and the big with the small. The princes of the church will be with the faithful, and the sovereigns of the world with their subjects. Death shall reign evermore, enthroned by men who have strayed, and by Satan's henchmen, who will then be the only survivors and sovereigns on earth. That's certainly got to be the apostate church in the world Babylon system. This will be a time when neither king nor emperor, cardinal nor bishop is expecting. Nevertheless, it is in accordance with my father's plan to punish and level. Later, however, when those who survive all things are still alive, God in his glory will once more be invoked. That's happy news. We know the Lord is going to return and will once more be served as he was not so long ago when the world had not yet been corrupted. I call on all true followers of my son, Jesus Christ, all true Christians and Latter-day Apostles, the time of times is coming and the end of all ends. If mankind is not converted, and if this conversion does not come from above, from the leaders of the church in the world, but woe, woe, woe if this conversion does not come about, and if all remains as it is, nay, if all become even worse, go, my child, she's talking to Yolanda now in this vision, and proclaim it. I shall remain always by your side to help you. Once more, I state that this is not the exact text, and this is where I received this from the original message from our Mother of Jesus. She revealed it October 13, 1917, but it's close enough. It places the conversion of all mankind before its downfall, or the decision to make this conversion, or indeed we will realize all that will happen in this country and throughout the world. Do you realize that Pope Paul VI chose to deliver this? And who did he deliver it to? JFK, Khrushchev, Prime Minister Macmillan of Britain, all who have passed on the political scene now, they've either been violently removed, or the fate of Khrushchev, we know now finally what happened to him. But I promise you this, Christians, that message was given full warning to those that couldn't even read in a far-off land of Portugal. And yet, what have we got today? What do we hear from the church today, the organized church? We've got the liberal who say are demonstrating forcibly in opposition to the escalation of nuclear weaponry in the face of an inevitable global nuclear holocaust. And they follow an ecumenical fellowship saying reconciliation, you know, and they're against nuclear arms. And yet we know exactly what will happen. And then on the other side, we have the pro-conservative groups. The Jerry Falwells, and God bless him, he's a great man. But they're inviting doom to the planet Earth by saying that we need it suicidal to talk about all these nuclear armaments. In fact, we're worrying about the wrong thing. We're moralizing, like Pope John Paul II was. He's moralizing with the church leaders today. He's proclaiming everything but the right thing, and that should be simply the gospel of redemption to this decadent world. Sure, we're threatened by nuclear holocaust. You know, the The Pope talks of the Pax Christi, the peace of Christ. You know, in Hebrew, it's Mashiach. In Greek, it's a Christos. In Latin, it's the Christi. But the only peace that will come, Christians, is after the war. The victory over Satan. Do you think when you read in the papers about merchants of war like Caspar Weinberger on the Reagan administration's cabinet Department of Defense saying that he wants more arms, he's bringing Japan into it, and the point is, isn't it true that our Lord said, oh, you perverse generation, don't you see that the only solution we have is what Christ founded in his church when he proclaimed the gospel of salvation and the power of his Holy Spirit. It's a normal sign of the apocalyptic falling away that we're realizing right now. I've been telling you the apostasy is here. See, the churches are channeling their zeal into moralizing, and they're focusing primarily on declarations to the unregenerated world. And they're telling them what is moral and what is immoral. That's not what Christ proclaimed. The peace and Prince of Peace knew that the only way to true peace was through him. You see, I honestly believe that when the Lord said, turn your other cheek, he meant exactly that. This country, if it would turn all its resources to the works of God, and I'm being realistic now, I have not flipped out, instead of believing that the more we arm, the better off we are, do you realize there's a lot of options to this? The president has many options. He doesn't have to. That's where he's being misled. You see, though he's part of God's plan, and all this armament that you see going on now between Russia, well, when I told you about that Russian archbishop, he's over here preaching no nuclear power. That's not the answer either, you see. That liberal point of view is not my point of view. You see, I don't believe that either. I believe the liberal Christians who are trying to eliminate all nuclear weaponry, no, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying, there's only one solution. I'm not talking about the unregenerated reason of man, because that's totally incapable of reasoning out this ultimate interest. I'm referring to the right reason that the believer in Jesus Christ, the divine word, the logos, the divine logos, is capable of exercising. The word, by saying the word, either in reading or proclamation, is what will save this world. I believe that Jesus Christ is the beginning and the end. He is the first and the last and the Alpha and the Omega. And the words that he speaks are the words of the perfect reason, the perfect word, the book of the Bible, the Holy Scripture. They are the Spirit, and they are the life. Those words, he said it. Though heaven and earth will pass, my words will remain. To refuse them is to invite death. The solution that the churches should be solemnly proclaiming in this land is the imperative of acknowledging our impasse before God in repentance and reconversion to the living Christ. We must be reminded that the prince of this world cannot be overcome with nuclear weapons. Satan is just laughing at President Reagan and Brezhnev, certainly Weinberger. Let him build up, says Satan, I'll have a great war, and we will. You know, it's no strange thing as you open up Isaiah and go to chapter 41 and read verse 1. Listen in the silence before me, O islands and regions bordering on the sea, and let the people gather and renew their strength. Let them offer their strongest arguments. Let them come near. Then let them speak. Let us come near together for judgment and decide the point at issue between us concerning the enemy advancing from the east. Is that strange? Who has aroused up one from the east, whom he calls in righteousness to his service, and whom victory meets at every step? He, the Lord. I'll end it there and go right to March 25th, yesterday's paper, when it says, plain and simple, on page A16, Soviet leader woos China. Folks, China's going to join Russia in the Middle East for that great war. And yet, we sit here and talk about all this nationalism in America, and guess what? We got Space Shuttle up there finally admitting, oh, they said it very, very, very neatly in the papers. They said it almost insignificantly where you might not even catch it. They said that we were going to shoot, oh, let's see, they call it electron weapons. The pilot shot an electron beam, it says. Folks, that's that laser beam I've been talking to you about. It's not an electron beam. It's a particle beam laser system that we're playing around with in space right today, and the American public doesn't know it. But I'm going to prophesy right now. If we keep fooling around and we shoot down one of those satellites and take that arm you've been hearing about that Fullerton and Luzmer are playing with up there, it's no secret to me why they're getting stomach aches up there, and it's no secret to me why we have sandstorms on the deserts of New Mexico where we're supposed to land shuttle. That's the Lord warning us again, just like he did when we tried to rescue those hostages in a sandstorm. Listen to me, Christians. Not one shot was fired when we tried to rescue the 52 hostages, and planes ran into each other. Sandstorms came up. They couldn't believe what happened to it. And sandstorms right now are expected in the New Mexico site all this weekend and could last until Monday. This is the Lord warning us. And we're up there playing around with fire from the sky. And folks, that's not going to do anything but you ignite, listen to me, ignite a space war, and Russia's going to shoot down shuttle and it'll fall into the sea. There's a tape that Gene Tenassi has in the safe with WLIZ that is prophesied and pre-taped. And I promised our Lord, and Gene has promised me, no matter what happens, that tape will be heard when shuttle does indeed fall into the sea. I'm not prophesying when that will happen, but I am prophesying if we don't depend on Christ and Christ only, we can depend on one thing. The Christians, we all know the final line is hope. Hope in the rapture. But think about those children that will remain. To be martyrs, that is the only way and door to heaven till our Lord returns. You'll return with him as a saint if you're a warrior. But until that time, pray for your families. Specifically, every day, get on your knees and pray for your children and your family, for God to act for the rapture. And remember, if you have to stay for the tribulation, you'll be wearing a white robe or the mark of the beast. God bless you. I love you. Amen.
Let us consolidate the last 2 weeks and what we're really trying to say and what we're trying to do. Why are we coming up with letters to a president, and why we're talking about Fatima, the Blessed Mother's message to the three children in Portugal? It's repentance, repentance, repentance. And where we really are in Scripture, where we really are in prophecy. America is in prophecy. We are the mystery Babylon. We do need repentance. The letters to the president are to let him know that indeed God's hand is on this country and upon him, not for the purposes of the administration of the Republican Party, but for the purpose of Christians, true Christians, to follow Christ, to be in Christ, to protect the body of Christ, because these are the children of God. These are the children of Jesus. That's the reason for why we got into these issues of technology and addressing the president today and making references to old tapes that really prophesied the country and where it would head. which is not a good place for it to be at this time. We need repentance and change. Amen. Will we change? Will this country repent? Will we ever be a Christian nation? You need to ask ourselves these questions. Or are we just going to have going on and living and doing church business, spiritual business as usual? Amen. It's important that I tell you St. Michael Academy of Eschatology is sponsoring this program. It is a Bible seminary, an Orthodox Bible seminary, and it's under the State of Florida Board of Education and of Colleges. Profoundly, it's right in our midst for you to learn. Please, you can write St. Michael Academy to enter into anywhere from the associate program to the doctorate program. All approved by the state of Florida in its curriculum. 707-707, Post Office Box 7007, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33405. I also want to have a feedback from my beautiful listeners. You can reach me, your Bishop Harold Ambos, or Bishop Harry, or Bishop Happy, at msn.com, Archangel Michael, low caps, Archangel Michael, Archangel, Michael, one word, at msn.com. I'm waiting to hear from you for any subject matter in theology or philosophy that we can speak about on this program. It's important I let you also know that my qualifications are a PhD in both theology and philosophy. God bless you.